This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Another day of intense fighting in Gaza. The latest now from Associated Press correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Israeli warplanes struck two urban refugee camps in central Gaza on Saturday as the Biden administration approved a new emergency weapons sale to Israel. The weapons sale comes despite persistent international ceasefire calls over mounting civilian deaths and mass displacement in the enclave. Israel says it's determined to pursue its unprecedented air and ground offensive until it has dismantled Hamas. The United States has shielded Israel diplomatically and has continued to supply it with weapons. Israel argues that ending the war now would mean victory for Hamas, a stance shared by the Biden administration, which at the same time urged Israel to do more to avoid harm to Palestinian civilians. I'm Karen Chalmers.
Stranded passengers in Europe scrambling for another way home or to vacation as Eurostar trains have been cancelled on Saturday.
Frustrated. But, yeah, we'll see. I'm just trying to look for some flights just in case it doesn't go ahead this afternoon. But they're not cheap.
Flooding in southern England, making the train tunnels unsafe. A Ukrainian strike on the Russian city of Belgorod that killed at least 10 people, according to the Kremlin, following a Russian attack on Ukraine, where the death toll now stands at 39. As rescuers continued to clear debris and rubble from the bombardment. President Zelensky said Russia launched 158 missiles and drones on cities and towns across Ukraine on Friday, in what they say was the worst aerial bombardment since the start of the war in February 22. This is VOA News. In Serbia, thousands of protesters gathered again for an anti-government demonstration after disputed elections. The opposition calling for the election results to be annulled. International observers say the election was problematic. Google has agreed to settle a $5 billion privacy lawsuit, alleging it spied on people who used the incognito mode in its Chrome browser, along with similar private modes in other browsers, to track their internet use. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The lawsuit filed in 2020 says Google misled users into believing that it would not track their internet activities while incognito. The settlement was reached Thursday. It must still be approved by a federal judge. Terms were not disclosed, but the suit originally sought $5 billion on behalf of users. Plaintiffs' lawyers said they expect to present the court with a final settlement agreement by February 24th. Google did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. prosecutors say they do not plan to conduct a second trial against Sam Bankman-Fried. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports he was convicted last month of stealing from customers of his now bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange.
In a letter filed in a Manhattan federal court Friday, prosecutors said strong public interests in a prompt resolution of their case against Bankman-Fried outweighed the benefits of a second trial. Bankman-Fried was accused of looting $8 billion from FTX customers out of sheer greed. Last month, he was convicted of fraud and conspiracy and would have faced a second set of six charges, including campaign finance violations, conspiracy to commit bribery, and others.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang, who says those six charges were severed from his first trial. Rio de Janeiro's iconic Christ the Redeemer statue donned a Pelé bright yellow Brazil jersey on Friday night to honor the first anniversary of the soccer legend's death. The 30-meter statue was illuminated with an image of the national jersey, including the famed number 10 and Pelé's signature. The Brazilian king of soccer won a record 3 World Cups, became one of the most commanding sports figures of the last century. He died at 82 years old on December 29th last year. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.